T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do you think landscapers are good at manscaping? Good question. I don't know, but I do know somebody who might know.
Oh,
her name is Olivia, and she's on the phone right now for a second date update.
What?
And apparently she went out with her landscaper. So we're going to answer that age-old question in a moment, hopefully. What's up? What's up, Olivia?
Hey, how are you guys?
Oh, I'm right. How are you?
It set you up to really be the...
I thought she was the manscaper.
What would you call it? The critic of the hedges? I don't know.
Olivia, you hold all the knowledge when it comes to landscapers and manscaping, and we're going to ask you that question in a second. Hopefully you know it. I don't know how your date went, but your email said that you went out with your landscaper?
Yeah, I actually hired this new company to do my landscaping, and when Austin is his name, when he showed up, I was like a little, well, pleasantly shocked.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds like a bad romance novel come to life is what it sounds like.
I know. It's like so cliche. It really is. But he was young and so good looking, like just like muscles and oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. You're getting hot right now. How much younger is he?
I would say he's at least 5 years younger than me. We never really talked about his age, but...
Okay.
Not crazy younger, though. It's not like you're 50 and he's, like, 18.
Yeah.
No. He's definitely a man, like, for sure.
Man through and through.
She can barely say that. Oh,
so,
a man.
How did you end up getting a date with him? Did you hit on him while he was working on your house, or you hit him up later?
No, I did. I kept staring at him from my window, and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Is he creepy?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like total stalker or something. But he was getting hot, like literally and physically. And I was like, I'll just invite him in for a drink.
Of course.
It's hot out here. You want some lemonade?
Yeah.
You want oh, boy, how did my top fall off? That's unfortunate. I got to learn to button buttons better. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, it wasn't lemonade. It was Sprite. Totally different.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
One's carbonated, one's not.
Okay. So anyway, he came in and flirting led to him literally...
Wait, hold up. First day on the job, you hooked up with a landscaper?
I did. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Man, you've got some...
This is an adult film now.
Yeah. I'm in the wrong line of work, too. So is this the date, then? Or did you guys go out?
No. He left, but before he left, he was like, hey, you should come hang out at this bar. You know, I'm going to hang out with my buddies, but you can come by. We'll play pool. I was like, you know, why not? So later that night, I met him at the bar.
Okay. Oh, so you guys did have hangout time.
Yes. You know, we played pool. His buddies were there. They were really cool.
How did he introduce you?
He just said, this is Olivia. I mean, there was no pretense or just kind of like, oh, we're hanging out.
I was wondering if he put you in like the client box or if he put you in the friend box.
I think it was like the friend box.
Okay.
Yeah. He just said Olivia.
Okay. So you hung out with him at the bar, and did you like him as a person too and not just a piece of landscape meat?
Well, I mean, yeah, he was cool. Like, it was just really casual and fun, like kind of like adventurous. Like, I never do this, but I was like, why not? But then he disappeared. Like, we're having fun, couple drinks in. Buddies were really cool, like I said. But I was like, where did he go? Like, where's Austin? And they had like, I don't know. And I didn't want to be like uncool, like I'm the old lady here hanging out. So I just kind of like sat back and thought, okay, he'll come back. Half an hour later, no sign of him. I have no idea where he went.
So he just ditched out? Did you text him?
So I texted him and nothing.
You haven't heard anything from him since then?
No.
So wait, why are we calling him though? Because I feel like you should just chalk this up to like, awesome, lived out a fantasy. Let's move on with life.
I kind of like, I mean, I kind of want to do it. I don't know.
You want more. You want more of Austin. That's fine. That's understandable. Why not just book a regular, like, Tuesday for Austin to come by your house and do the art and you?
Oh, my God. I totally thought about that. But I'm like, that's just embarrassing. Like, no, I can't.
Yeah,
no.
That's desperate. Okay. That's creepy. Yeah,
you're like paying him now?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Can you just come hang out in my yard so I can stare at you through the window?
Do you have any idea why he would have ditched you?
No, that's why I think something's happened and maybe he's embarrassed or I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll play a song and then come back and call him and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.